It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you'll get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is Antarctica Day, which is pretty fitting for December 1st, right? Kicking off winter.
Sure.
So it's Antarctica Day because it celebrates the anniversary of the signing of the Antarctic Treaty in 1959.
That's
did
great.
You know there was such a thing as an Antarctic Treaty?
No.
Neither did I.
Were we at war with them or something?
No. But since the 1800s, a number of nations, including Great Britain, Australia, Chile, and Norway, laid claim to parts of Antarctica. These competing claims led to diplomatic disputes and even armed clashes.
Jeez.
Up there in Antarctica. Well, I guess down there in Antarctica.
Yeah, really.
Scientific bases increased international tension concerning Antarctica. The danger of the Cold War spreading to that continent caused President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Pun intended.
What?
The Cold War. Sorry, Cold War.
Yes, in Antarctica. You didn't know the Cold War was spreading up to Antarctica. It's cold enough up there.
Down.
Yeah, down there, right.
You keep saying up, it's down.
I know.
Do you?
Anyway, so Dwight D. Eisenhower convened the Antarctic Conference of the 12 countries active in Antarctica at the time to sign a treaty. And it recognized Antarctica as a preserve for peace and scientific study.
Sounds great.
And it banned military activity, mining, nuclear explosions, and nuclear waste disposal.
Oh, they love that.
Yes.
Love that.
So it went into effect with 12 signatories, and today there are 56 nations that recognize the treaty.
Is that right?
Yes. So Antarctica is on average the coldest, driest, and windiest of the continents.
Sounds and awful.
It's Earth's only continent without a native human population.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Antarctica is the fifth largest continent, being about 40% larger than Europe.
Oh.
Around 70% of the world's freshwater reserves are frozen in Antarctica.
All right.
Which, if melted, would be really bad because that would raise global sea levels by almost 200 feet.
Oh,
so that would be bad for the coast, living on the coast.
Yeah.
The lowest natural air temperature ever recorded on Earth
was
negative 128.6, and that was in Antarctica in July of 1983.
That's almost Mars cold.
That is almost Mars cold. You're right.
It's minus 200 something, right?
Average temperatures can reach a minimum of between negative 112 in the interior of the continent during winter and a maximum of over 50 degrees near the coast in the summer. So it gets kind of balmy up there.
Sounds nice. It's warmer than today.
I bet 50 degrees feels very warm if you've been up down there through the winter.
Yeah.
When it gets up to 50, I'm sure you're like in shorts.
You think the penguins are out there? The penguins are sweating, are they?
Yeah, probably.
Slipping off those tuxedo coats?
So tourism, fishing, and research are the main human activities in and around Antarctica. Antarctica's population consists mostly of the staff of research stations, although there are two all-civilian bases in Antarctica.
Oh.
The number of people conducting and supporting scientific research and other work on the continent and its nearby islands varies from about 1,200 in winter to about 4,800 in the summer.
Wow.
Some of the research stations are staffed year-round. The winter personnel typically arrives from their home countries for a one-year assignment.
Mm.
Yeah. Antarctica is the only continent without a time zone.
So what time is it there?
So the scientists who reside there go by either the time of their homeland or the supply line that brings them food and equipment.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess everyone's just on different time.
That would be very confusing. Well, but where do you have to be?
That's true. I mean, what's your...
We're going out to dinner at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right. Got to be at dinner. Yeah, I don't know. Researchers from a variety of scientific backgrounds study the Antarctic, not only as a unique environment, but also as an indicator of broader global processes. Mm. So scientists include geographers, meteorologists, climatologists, marine biologists, and astronomers.
Oh, these astronomers.
Bet you can see the sky pretty good. Pretty good.
Bet you can. It's awful dark down there, though, isn't it?
Well, there's no, there'll be no light pollution.
In the summer. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah. There is relatively little wildlife diversity in Antarctica compared to much of the rest of the world. Terrestrial life is concentrated in areas near the coast. 8 species of penguins inhabit in Antarctica and its offshore islands. They share these areas with 7 seal species. The native emperor penguins return to the same ancestral breeding ground there every winter.
Wow.
They're the tallest and heaviest of all the penguins, and because they breed almost exclusively on ice, they are thought to be the only species of bird that never sets foot on land.
Huh.
Because they're on the ice.
Which isn't land.
Right.
That's a very good point. The tallest, how tall are they?
I don't know.
How heavy are they?
You'd have to watch that movie.
Which one?
March of the Penguins? Is that?
Oh, is it? Okay.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, it was about penguins.
Yeah. The ocean, however, teems with fish and other marine life. In fact, the waters surrounding Antarctica are among the most diverse on the planet.
Oh, all right.
So just last week, there's some news out of Antarctica.
Was there?
Just last
what
week.
What happened?
The world's largest iceberg broke loose from Antarctica and is now headed toward the Southern Ocean.
Oh, my gosh.
At almost
What's going to happen?
It's just going to float around. At almost 1,500 square miles, the iceberg called A23A,
a great name.
A23A is roughly three times the size of New York City. It's roughly 1,300 feet thick, and it weighs nearly 1 trillion metric tons.
Wow.
Scientists say the massive chunk of ice is drifting at a rate of 3 miles each day. So it's not moving very fast, really.
No, but it's...
But it's moving.
It's moving.
And it's being watched closely, as it may cause issues for wildlife if it runs aground in breeding areas.
Oh, geez. Iceberg.
Yeah, but you know, if it's moving that, I feel like they would see it coming, right? And they would move. Hopefully, right? I mean, they see it looming.
Hey, Phil, what's that over there?
They're like, the penguins would just waddle a little farther inland. I don't know.
Three times the size of New York City.
Yeah.
I think they would spot it.
Right. So.
Yeah, all right. You picked out a record to go along with Antarctica, did you?
Yes. So we're going to play Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Of course we are. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Foreigner's Cold as Ice, 426. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that fantastic song?
Well, because we were talking about a pretty cold place. We were talking about Antarctica. It's Antarctica Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
All day long.
All day.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Antarctica is the coldest, driest, and windiest continent on the planet.
Antarctica is the only continent without a time zone.
And the lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth, which was negative 128.6 degrees, was set in Antarctica in 1983.
It was a cold
year
winter.
It was summer because it was July.
It was a cold summer,
cold
right?
July
it's in the southern
day.
Hemisphere. They're backwards and upside down.
That's
and all kinds
also,
of things.
Also, it's summer there right now.
Yeah, they're having a great time.
I bet.
Feet up on the beach. You know how it goes. We had Deborah call in during the record time of the program there.
Yes.
And Deborah shared with us some interesting information.
Yeah, she said that because you asked about the emperor penguins.
I did.
And she Googled it for us very kindly.
Thank you.
And they're 4 feet tall and 90 pounds.
90 pounds.
That's pretty big.
That thing walked
up.
That's
like a child.
You would see it through that window. It would come up and its head would be over that window ledge. It could make Keurig coffee out there at the coffee counter.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something. It really would be something. I bet they talk. You think they talk?
They talk?
I don't know. I'm being stupid. So what if folks want to learn more about Antarctica? I don't know. Tell us more. Where do we learn more about Antarctica, Sarah? Just tell us
You
that,
can
please.
Go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Isn't there a scene in a movie where somebody is drunk or they're dreaming and there's a penguin that talks? Did I make this up? Did I just have a wild dream?
I don't know.
I think that's what made me think of that.
Okay.
Enough.
Talking penguins?
Stop. It's a Friday. Pretend the last 2 minutes didn't happen.
All right.
Just wipe it away.
Fine.
None of that happened.
Okay.
All right. Back on Monday, fresh episodes.
That's right.
And tomorrow you're at the Ide Volkswagen.
Yes, we'll all be out there at Ide Volkswagen for our Day of Hope to benefit Pet Pride and GRASP, two amazing rescue organizations.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll see you there. Noon to 4, Ed Smith with traffic, Josh Nichols with weather, all next on Legends 102.7.